So our last presenter is DeMarc Hixon with my brother Skipper in Jackson, Mississippi. He's going to talk about depressive symptoms and STI seroprevalence among black men who assist with men in the MARI study.
Thank you, Dr. Mina, and good morning, everyone. Don't have any conflicts of interest to disclose, but just briefly, some of the background on HIV among black MSM is that according to current estimates from the CDC, if current prevention, treatment, and care trends continue, it is estimated that 1 in 2 black MSM will acquire HIV in their lifetime compared to 1 in 11 white MSM. But these disparities are not only by race, ethnicity, but also by geographic region, where we see the greatest disparities in the South. According to a report from the Southern AIDS Coalition, it is estimated that 1 in 5 black MSM are living with HIV compared to 1 in 11 Hispanic MSM and 1 in 22 white MSM. But being a biostatistician with interest in spatial statistics, just want to give a little more background and in-depth drill down to where the epidemic is in the South, where if we look at states ranging from Louisiana to South Carolina, that's generally termed as the Deep South, we see that black MSM in cities such as Jackson, Mississippi, and Atlanta, Georgia are at the nexus for the epidemic, where the CDC recently also released a report where Jackson is leading the nation, where 4 in 10 MSM are living with HIV, and according to state surveillance data, it is believed that that rate is 3/4 are black MSM. So if we look at black MSM in the Deep South, black MSM represent only 1.6% of the U.S. population, but account for 10 to 14% of all new HIV infections in MSM, and represent approximately 2/3 of new HIV infections among black men. So if we consider the recent work by Greg Millett and others that have characterized this black MSM paradox, it is believed that there should be a shift to investigate other contextual factors ranging from intrapersonal attitudes and beliefs such as internalized homophobia, internalized racism and heterosexism, as well as exploring characteristics within the social and sexual networks of black MSM, where it has been estimated that HIV within their sexual networks range from 30 to 40%. And to consider other environmental risk factors such as neighborhood characteristics, such as discrimination within neighborhoods, looking at the availability and presence of gayborhoods and other neighborhood factors. However, if we consider mental health and other psychosocial problems that may, research is beginning to look at a number of mental health and other psychological problems such as psychological distress that may contribute to sexual risk behaviors and HIV and STI infection among black MSM. So if we consider depressive symptomatology, such as feelings such as worthlessness, restless sleep, and other suicidal behaviors, we see that it is a negative psychosocial factor that diminishes overall health and well-being. Depressive symptoms have also been linked to substance use and poor health behaviors, as well as other mental health and physical health disorders. And so there's a bludgeoning research that has linked depressive symptoms to sexual behaviors and current HIV and STI infection among MSM. So following a report from Sari Reznor and colleagues, they reported that black MSM in Massachusetts with clinically significant depressive symptoms was associated with serodiscordant anal sex with the casual male partner, as well as being diagnosed with the STD in the prior 12 months. In addition, they observed a inverted U-shape association where the black MSM who reported to be moderately depressed, so in the middle of the depression scale, so they used the Center for Epidemiological Studies on Depression, those that had moderate scores within the clinical depression range were more likely to engage in sexual behaviors and also to be HIV infected, which tells us that those that are moderately depressed may have other sexual risk-taking behaviors or have other mental health problems than those that are on the extremes of not having, not being within the clinical depression scale or those that are severely depressed. So we wanted to replicate this study among Black MSM in the Deep South. So we wanted to examine the relationships between depressive symptoms and current STIs among a geographically diverse cohort of Black MSM in the Deep South. And so we also wanted to understand whether the level of depressive symptoms were differentially associated with current STI infections. So using data from the ecological study of sexual behavior and HIV and STIs among African American MSM in the southeastern U.S. So as you can tell, this is a very long study title. So it has been locally known as the MARI study, where the aims of the study were to typify the HIV environmental riskscape for Black MSM and to examine the interrelationships of these multi-level contexts in relation to sexual behaviors and HIV risk. The eligibility criteria included being 18 years or older, self-identifying as African American or Black, male sex at birth, reporting sex, oral or anal sex with another man in the past 6 months prior to study enrollment and residing in Jackson, Mississippi, or Atlanta, Georgia. A total of 718 Black MSM enrolled in the study, but these data are based on preliminary data from July 2013 to December 2014. Logistic regression models were used to assess associations between depressive symptoms and site-specific STI prevalence after covariating for a number of demographic and socioeconomic characteristics. We measured depressive symptoms using the 20-item Center for Epidemiologic Studies on Depression Scale, or the CESD. Participants underwent rapid HIV testing to confirm HIV infection status. And with instruction, participants self-collected pharyngeal and rectal swabs, as well as self-collected a urine specimen for gonorrhea and chlamydia testing. This table depicts selected baseline characteristics of our sample, where the mean age was 30, approximately two-thirds self-reported as homosexual or gay. And what's surprising and discerning is that 4 in 10 Black MSM reported having a high school diploma or less, whereas 6 in 10 reported an annual household income less than $12,000, which is significantly below the federal poverty rate. 6 in 10 also were currently unemployed, and 6 in 10 also reported not having health insurance. So as you can see, that has states such as Mississippi, who did not expand Medicaid, you see that can have very significant implications on Black MSM. And we do see some differences in terms of demographics across the two study sites, where participants in Jackson, Mississippi were much younger and those in Mississippi were slightly older. Here is a breakdown of the depressive symptoms by study site. So we see that the mean CESD score is at the clinical cutoff for clinical depressive or clinical depression. We see that there's not many differences across sites across the levels of depression. Here are the multivariable associations when looking at clinical depression and current STIs. We see that clinical depression was associated with a 1.06 greater odds of rectal chlamydia. However, we see a lower odds with pharyngeal chlamydia. When looking at the differential levels for clinical depression, where we categorize moderate depression as a score of 16 to 25 on the CESD, and for severe depression of 26 and above, we do not see any significant differences across the different levels. However, we do see almost twofold increase in rectal chlamydia for those that have severe depression. So finding from the current study suggests that elevated depressive symptoms are common among Black MSM, and that clinical depression was associated with the higher odds of rectal chlamydia, but was inversely associated with pharyngeal chlamydia. Studies with longitudinal study designs are needed to understand the temporal ordering of depressive symptoms and STI infections, as much of the work has been done in cross-sectional studies. So we have several studies going on now to look at depressive symptoms over time to see if they change over 2-week periods, as well as over a 3-month period, and looking at it in relation to sexual behaviors and STI infections. So some of the public health implications include the development of culturally relevant and trauma-based interventions. There's a paucity of behavioral interventions specifically designed for Black MSM, and the ones that exist, such as D-Up, Defend Yourself, or Many Men, Many Voices, do not address depression or other mental health disorders such as depression. And other work should look at depressive symptoms in the context of syndemics for Black MSM, which is the confluence or the intersection of a number or multiple epidemics such as mass incarceration, unemployment, and the lack of education. And these can intersect to create an environment that contributes to an HIV environmental risk gate that increases the susceptibility of Black MSM to HIV. So I would like to thank the authors on this paper. Actually, this is led by Milton Dawkins, who was a former doctoral student of mine who's now doing an externship with the Department of Justice. I would like to thank the MARI participants, as well as the study team and the CDC through which this study was funded. Thank you.